Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. And we're going to start, we haven't talked to him in a minute, but we're going to talk now with writer David Kodria. Good afternoon, sir.
Talk to him in a minute, man. You're sounding like my kid.
Well, I mean, you know, I'm trying to appeal to the children out there, David, the younger generation.
That is just so groovy.
Okay? Is it groovy? Cool. Well, let's talk about some keen stuff. So let's talk about former Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez. He turns out to be a little bit of a swamp creature, I guess, right?
Well, he always has been, okay? Back in, I guess it was 2005 or so, he was talking about how he supported an assault weapons ban, and listeners should know by now when I say assault weapons, I put quotation marks around them.
Right.
I really am not falling for that little verbal trick that the Yentes use to try to demonize semi-automatic weapons. But he said back then that he supported the ban, and he said that that Bush supported it as well. You know, he told this to Congress. And this I found kind of curious, because at the time, NRA was promoting Bush as the quote-unquote vote freedom first president. And that just doesn't seem to jibe how you can be for banning the right of the people to have militia suitable weapons and say that you're a vote freedom first president. But they're gonna do what they're gonna do. And one thing I did not go into, and this by the way was an article that published the other day on AmmoLand.
Yeah.
Okay. And one thing I did not go into, because you start writing these articles, they get too long, and you can get off the track and start talking about something else, and by the time you get back to it, you've kind of lost your main point. But I may go back and revisit this later, because Gonzalez succeeded John Ashcroft as Bush Attorney General. Okay? And the reason that's significant is because John Ashcroft made great hay with NRA and with other groups by saying that the Second Amendment referred to an individual right. And this is pre-Heller.
Right.
Okay? And a bunch of us took that as, you know, that's a hell of a statement coming from the Attorney General. And so at the time, I had joined with another friend, and we formed a nationwide group called Citizens of America. And what we were doing at the time, Bill, is we were putting up radio ads, and we were playing radio ads nationwide that were pro-RKBA. And I'll have to go back into the archives and see if I can find some. I think they'd be kind of a trip to you know, play them on Lock and Load Radio.
Bring them on here. We'll play them on here. Yes, sir.
That's swell. I'll look into that, and we'll figure out another time that we can do that.
Yeah.
But we took Ashcroft's pledge that the Second Amendment referred to an individual right and started saying, well, wait a minute, Mr. Ashcroft, if it's an individual right, you know, if any other civil rights were violated, the Department of Justice would send people down to the places where they're violating civil rights, and they would enforce it. And they would not let the states and they would not let the cities enforce laws that violate citizens' civil rights, just as it was not allowed to do back in the days of segregation when governors were blocking the doors to schoolhouses and things like that. The Department of Justice would override that and take it from there. So how about, Mr. Ashcroft, you make good on your fine words and enforce the Second Amendment? And at the time, I put together a petition. We called it the Ashcroft Petition, and we ran it on keepandbeararms.com, and that's something else that it's still over there. If you went to keepandbeararms.com and looked up Ashcroft Petition, you'd find everything that we did about it. You'd find the petition itself. And what we did, this is in the days when the Internet was still a little bit young, and I collected hard signatures, not just Internet signatures,
right,
but actual hard signatures where people would make copies of this thing, and they'd get their friends to sign it, and they would physically mail me a copy. And I sent box after box after box to the Attorney General in Washington, D.C., and we gathered something like 40,000 signatures, which doesn't sound like a lot in today's Internet terms where, you know, people can just sign on by clicking a button and you're on. But back in these days, we're talking about people having to fill the thing out and send it in with a stamp.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
That to me is significant. It showed a lot of support for this. And of course, never heard back a word about this because it was just a statement made for political hay and nobody was actually, you know, serious at all about this. But I think that juxtaposes itself, really kind of bizarrely with Alberto Gonzalez, you know, saying that he and Bush both wanted to ban assault weapons. And then he came back, you know, a year ago, and he kind of doubled down. He was more adamant than ever. And he basically said that these weapons are cowardly. Okay, these weapons are killing machines. I'm sorry, he said they're killing machines. It was Sean Penn who said they're cowardly killing machines, okay? But this is coming from Alberto Gonzalez, a presumptive Republican. He's one of these Vichy-con Republicans, and Vichy, you know, referring to the Vichy French, and it talks about basically they're called the collaborationist right. They're the so-called moderate Republicans. They're the Mitt Romneys. They're the Republicans that vote for gun control, even though they've got A ratings from NRA. Then they turn around and they stab us in the back and they vote for, you know, Biden's bipartisan bill,
right,
and everything else that goes along with it. And so Gonzalez is one of these, just like the Lincoln Project guys. And my contention on this is that, you know what, Republicans, you had better just get it together. You had better understand that the American people are fed up. If you want to win elections, you're going to have to either do what we want and be faithful to it, or you're just going to have to feel our pain, because ultimately, do your rights really depend on who wins an election? If Biden wins again, okay, and the way the American populace is, there's every chance that he will, okay?
Yeah.
I mean, it's senile as he is, you know, over half the country is going to vote D just because it has a D after it.
Right.
Okay, they don't care about anything else. Who was it, the Louisiana politician who said, the only thing that would stop me from winning is if they caught me with a live boy or a dead girl? Okay, and that's pretty much where we're at right now.
Right.
And so if that happened, if the Democrats won, if the Republicans lose everything in 2024, you know they're going to come after us with everything they have.
All right.
Because they're doing it right now anyway. Even after Brun, they're doing it right now. And you know that if they win the majority again, they're going to, you know, the Supreme Court isn't going to last forever. Clarence Thomas isn't going to last forever.
Nope.
And they're going to start remaking the Supreme Court to where they can undo Brun if they want. They can undo everything they want, and they can hold as constitutional every new ban that they want to, simply because they have the majority.
Well, you know, I don't think most of America understands that if we don't change what's going on right now, things are going to get really unpleasant in a lot of places.
Yeah.
I mean, really unpleasant.
Well, you're talking, you know, tens of millions of gun owners. And like I say, now all of a sudden these guys are in charge and they say, okay, turn them in, Mr. and Mrs. America. That's what Dianne Feinstein said. I mean, you know, we don't make these quotes up, folks. This was actually a quote by Dianne Feinstein.
Yep.
You can look it up yourself. If I had the votes, I'd say, turn them all in, Mr. and Mrs. America, with the implication that if you don't turn them all in, you're going to be a felon and they're going to come after you with SWAT teams.
Hang on right there for me,
Dave.
Hang on right there.
Sure.
We'll continue this on the other side. Talking to writer David Kodria. This is Lock and Load.
Years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and I am speaking with David Kodry. He is a writer that, how many articles do you think you've written on 2A stuff?
Holy moly. You know, you'd have to go back to the 90s. and you'd have to go back to all the different websites I've been on.
Yeah.
It's almost impossible. Let's do a little experiment, though,
yeah,
while you have me on the air. What I'm doing is I'm going back to my original Gun Truths blog, which was, you know, I have a new one because Google screwed up with Blogspot. And, let's just take a look at the number of blog posts that I've made since 2005.
Right.
In 2005, I had 1,058. In 2006, 1,817.
Right.
In 2007, 2,387. In 2008, 3,777.
Wow.
And I can go on and on and on and on to, 2021, 5,549. I had 1,692 on the old site in 2022 until I shifted over and went to the new site. And let me see if I go over to the news site. And these are blog posts, though. These aren't full-blown articles.
Right.
However, what you have to understand is that typically what I'm doing is I'm doing at least 10 to 12 articles per month for various other sources.
Right.
Okay? And that's something that's just, you know, been going on and on and on. Okay? So, yeah, I can't really tell from looking at this without getting into the weeds, how many posts I've done on the new blog since I went over to it in 2022. But it's been a lot. You know, typically it won't surprise me to see that I have 25, 30 posts a day.
Indeed. So,
you know,
having said
it keeps
that,
me off the streets, man,
does,
you know.
Yes. You know, idle minds, it keeps you going, and that's the good stuff. And among other things, with you and David Vanderbilt, you guys are the first ones that ever said the phrase, fast and furious in the media.
Well, actually, the operation was called Fast and Furious. It was so named by the cowboy ATF agents, thinking that they were imitating the heroes from the Fast and Furious movies.
Right.
It was all part of Project Gun Runner, and when we saw the way that they perverted it, and we're trying to get guns found on the Mexican side of the border next to dead bodies at crime scenes, I changed the name of it to Project Gun Walker.
Right.
Okay. And that's the originality that came from me and Mike.
Well. Anyway, along with all of that stuff that you do, you still find time to write at Ammo Land on a regular basis. This article we were just referencing with, do you want to finish up on that end of it, what you were talking about as far as with Gonzalez and all the other nonsense that you were bringing up?
Oh, Gonzalez, I think, finishes up himself. I think that the lesson there is that Republicans, you need us worse than we need you.
Yeah.
Because ultimately, there is a critical mass of us that no matter what happens politically, we will not disarm. It's just that's just the way it is. And if you try to force it, it's not going to end pleasantly. And we don't want that. Trust us, you don't want that. So why don't we just forget the nonsense and we go back to trying to be Americans? Now, I don't think that's going to happen myself. But the bottom line is, no matter what happens, you know, people say, well, if we don't vote Republican, we're going to lose our guns. And my rejoinder to that is, no, what you're saying is you're going to lose your guns. Okay? I'm not losing mine. You know, when I stop breathing, that'll be when that happens.
Yep. And then I won't care. Then I won't care. You guys will get to sleep in the bed that you made, and I will get to sleep in the bed I made. So anyway, as we move along with this, let's talk about old Alec Baldwin.
Guy.
This should take just a few minutes.
Yeah, well, I mean, everybody's talking about it now because a new report came out. This is the second report. The FBI did a report and an analysis about a year ago, and they said, no, you had to pull the trigger. And the state commissioned a new report, and they basically came out and said, yeah, well, he had to pull the trigger. And Baldwin, of course, has been saying all along he never pulled the trigger.
Right.
That he just cocked the hammer back and then the thing went off. But the tests show that with this particular model, that would not do it, that in fact you had to have pulled the trigger. I can read you from it. It says, although Alec Baldwin repeatedly denies pulling the trigger, given the tests, findings and observations reported here the trigger had to be pulled or depressed sufficiently to release the fully cocked or retracted hammer of the evidence revolver. Okay? This fatal incident was the consequence of the hammer being manually retracted to its fully rearward and cocked position, followed at some point by the pull or rearward depression of the trigger. Okay, well, this, you know, the forensics seem pretty clear, and yet Baldwin all this time has been saying he never pulled the trigger.
Right.
So my question is, the reports say that was not true. Was he lying? And my speculation is, under similar circumstances, would an ordinary citizen without high-priced lawyers and powerful connections be charged with obstruction of justice, lying to law enforcement, and perjury, especially if such existentially powerful motives to stick to his story were demonstrable? So I don't know. You know, I'm not saying he's a liar. You know, I can't get into another man's heart and another man's head,
right,
to say that. Maybe he's just dumb enough and ignorant enough to where, you know, he doesn't realize. Maybe, you know, he's in denial. Maybe he was in shock. Maybe he was in whatever. But to say he was not pulling the trigger is not true. And he's got powerful motives to maintain that position. And I'm just kind of wondering, if it were you or I, of course, it wouldn't be you or I, because we know better than to do what he did. But were it you or I, or were it some minor actor, say it was an extra, you know, somebody who didn't have his connections and didn't have his money and, you know, and handy for everybody, including the producers, to point the finger at and say, it's all his fault, don't sue us. Okay. Would that person have the same so-called immunity from at least having investigators look into that?
Right. Well, I mean, one of the things I know a couple of prop masters who actually deal with this kind of thing, and the actual chain of custody that they do in a bigger production in California, where they have all the union rules, that's very expensive. It's really expensive. And these guys, they have like a rolling cart with the guns on it. They just, you know, after they got done shooting the bottles after hours, they would bring the gun out and use it as a prop. So we're coming up on the next break, of course. Now, David's stuff, you can find David's stuff at Amoland, but it's also other places as well. Where else is it, David?
Best place, because I also write for Firearms News, but the best place is to go to waronguns.com. The War on Guns, Notes from the Resistance, waronguns.com, clearinghouse for everything that I do.
You heard it. WarOnGuns.com. And, hey, and occasionally when I can hook up with him, and I guess we're going to do that, so just so I can run some of those ads, because I want to hear those ads myself. I get him here. We'll be right back.
Yeah, yes. In one of them, I had an acting role.
There you go. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA News Update. Tropical storm Idalia is bringing life-threatening flash floods to parts of eastern North Carolina. The storm that came onshore as a Category 3 hurricane in Florida yesterday morning is now a tropical storm with sustained winds of 60 miles an hour. Tropical storm warning is in effect for South Santee River north to North Carolina-Virginia state line.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis saying Hurricane Idalia left behind major damage,
particularly along Florida's Big Bend. The community is resilient, and we are going to work hard to make sure people get what they need.
Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene says Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is not fit for office. McConnell, who's 81, appeared to freeze up while speaking to reporters yesterday, raising concerns over his health. Greene, in a social media post, said severe aging and health issues among the nation's leaders must be addressed. Dave Collins, USA News.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay. But there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and I'm talking to writer David Kodrey. And you wrote an article the other day, with foreign nationals empowered to disarm Americans, who needs blue helmets? And apparently in Illinois, now they've relaxed the standards to the point to where you don't even have to be from the United States. Is that right?
Yeah, non-citizens can now become police officers in Illinois. Okay, Illinois' Governor Pritzker signed into law a bill allowing non-citizens to become police officers. And incidentally, it was over the objection of the biggest police union in the state, which called it a potential crisis of confidence in law enforcement. I consider it a potential crisis in more than just that. Because what are we talking about, really? And it's something that other cities and other states across the country are already entertaining, because I talked about a similar development in Nevada in a January article in Firearms News, where they were talking about foreigners in Nevada will be empowered to arrest American citizens at gunpoint on U.S. soil, and acting as the disarmament edict enforcers should any run afoul of Silver State infringements like registration precursor and private sale banning universal background checks, due process denying guilty until proven innocent extreme risk protection orders, and its own bump stock ban. You know, if you're a cop and they tell you go get the guns, you're going to go get the guns. If you happen to be a foreign cop, you know, what's the likelihood that you are going to be questioning the order and worried about your oath to the Constitution, which incidentally, the Constitution requires all executive and judicial officers, both of the United States and of the several states, to be bound by oath or affirmation to support the Constitution, which means that a foreign national can't you know, bow out on that. They can't not take the oath. And my question is, if you're a foreign national, how can your loyalty not be divided between your native country and the country that you're not a citizen of?
Right.
It just, you know, doesn't make sense to me. On top of that, we're talking about people who come from cultures that are not Bill of Rights cultures. They're coming from cultures where the assumption is that the government is the boss and can tell people what to do, as opposed to here where the citizen is supposed to be the sovereign, although that kind of went out the window a long time ago. But it just, you know, ends with, you know, if you're bringing in foreign mercenaries, which is essentially what they are, you know, how do you expect, you know, the policing to be anything but acting as enforcers for tyrannical edicts?
Well, I mean, I see what's happening in Europe, where they're not even letting them be cops. They're just bringing them in to add to because the welfare state that they have put in place, they've run out of people that pay into it, and all they've got now are takers. And well, that's not working out too well just with that. How's it going to work out when we turn over guns and give them sort of powers over the citizenry of the United States?
And again, you know, if you're talking about, you want to have violence and things like that go down, I'm sorry, but, you know, millions of American patriots are not going to take too kindly to a foreign national showing up under color of authority and saying, give me your guns.
Right.
And of course, there's one other thing, and this, of course, applies to a lot of refugees, not just the ones that are, you know, trying to join the police force, but I mean, just people that they're letting into this country. And this is something that nobody wants to talk about because they all say, well, you know, our diversity is our strength and it makes us stronger. Where do the records come from on these folks?
On the background checks.
You know, they want us to do background checks for guns. Where do the records come from to where these folks are even allowed in the country in the first place? Because that presupposes that there's a system that has integrity, that's comprehensive, that's uncompromised. Okay, what's the filing system? What's the computer system? Where is it? Does one exist in a third world country? Okay, and then who's to say that bribery, greasing somebody's palm, like which is the way of life in a lot of foreign countries, can't produce somebody giving you a clean bill of health record? Who are we letting into this country? Or you know, maybe the person's hostile and they're putting people in here and giving them clean bills of health so that we'll just accept it. I mean, there's all kinds of permutations and all kinds of ways that this can go.
Right.
And the bottom line is we don't have a certainty and we don't have a way to go into these areas where the records have less than, you know, complete integrity and be able to ascertain that they exist in the first place and that what we get is true.
It'll be interesting to see. So this is this happening in Chicago or just in Illinois?
This is Illinois. This is all of Illinois, and it's going on in other places. In my firearms news article, I talked about it was being discussed and the bill was being put forward in Nevada. I don't know if that passed or not, but I did list there were some other states where that was already happening. We'll see it raised in other states. They'll count on it per law enforcement immigration task force. Colorado, Vermont, West Virginia, Louisiana, and Maine do not have police citizenship requirements.
Wow.
And per Police Magazine, the Chicago Police Department will allow any immigrant with a work authorization for U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services to become an officer. This is also true for many local agencies throughout the state of Hawaii. The Cincinnati Police Department requires only that officers have a pending citizenship application on file with the federal government. Other agencies in the country require potential recruits to be legal permanent residents or green card holders.
Right.
Well, you know, fine and good, but you know what? You're not an American citizen, and you're here on American soil telling me that some arbitrary infringement you're going to enforce and I have to surrender my arms?
Not really? Not going to play well. Do these guys, will they fall under Leosa when they've spent their time and everything? Do they get to run around and carry a gun everywhere they want to go from them?
I believe that's the case. I haven't looked into it to be able to give you a definite on that, but I believe that that's the case. And Leosa is something else. This is the law enforcement, Safety Act, or right. what's the acronym stand for? Like law enforcement or law enforcement officers safety act. And it says that retired cops, can qualify for nationwide concealed carry. There's some hoops they have to jump through. I guess
right.
The department has to approve it and all that. But the bottom line is they've got theirs. It's part of the mentality I call the only ones.
Right.
Where the police are the only ones who have powers and the rest of us do not. So that when you have like a California, you have a safety roster where, there are only certain guns that are allowed to be sold to the civilian population, but the cops can pretty much get the guns that they want and they can get guns that are off roster guns, or there's, you know, restrictions on you can't have a gun on you if you go into a place that serves alcohol, and yet you read about the cops get into a problem in a bar. Okay. You can't have it on these grounds, but a cop can have it, and this is the whole only one's mentality. And this is why I was against Leosa. People go, well, wait a minute, you know, society will be safer because you'll have these people that are armed in places where most people aren't. And I'm saying, well, society may consider itself safer, but freedom will not be safer when you have one group of citizens that has privileges and immunities denied to the one group of citizens that, per the Constitution, is supposed to have the right to keep and bear arms not infringed.
Coming up on the next break, and you can find David's work at the War on Gun blog, War on Guns blog, excuse me, and at Ammoland. And we're going to get some ads of his old ads that he used to have. We're going to run them back here and see if we can't get it back here next week. And we can talk about run the ads while we're in the middle of this. That'd be sort of fun. Hey, we'll be talking to David Kodria from Ammoland.com, writer of... He doesn't know how many articles he's written. He can't possibly know. I don't know. He would need a calculator in about a month. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man aged 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man aged 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Time on the firing line. This is Lock and Load. I'm speaking with David Codry, and we were just talking about these foreign nationals are going to let carry guns. Couldn't we send them into the inner city of Chicago and let's see what they are able to do in the inner city of Chicago? How are they hiring these cops when they're defunding cops? How is this? Is it because Americans won't do the job anymore? Is that what's come up?
Well, I'm not sure what the rationale is, but yes, they're saying that they can't get qualified people applying for the job because they are making it such a liability to where who wants to go into it but somebody who has to go into it.
Right.
Okay. You know, if every time you turn around, you're going to be questioned. By the same token, you know, the cops have had for years, you know, enjoyed all kinds of qualified immunity and enjoyed all kinds of exemptions. And I'm sorry, people say, well, you know, most of them are good and it's just a few bad apples. But my Only Ones file shows that it's not just a few bad apples, and it's not just the ones that are doing the violations of rights. It's also the ones who, for reasons of their career, choose to stand by and let it happen and not say anything.
Right.
And you could say, well, because they know if they do, their careers will be destroyed. And yeah, that's true. That's probably true. However, you know, something I've told my sons, never take a job where your principles need to be compromised. I have been in jobs myself where I have had to take a stand that could have resulted in my being fired, and take it anyway, because no job is worth your dignity and your own self-image. You know, you're the guy that has to look back into your eyes from the mirror, and you're the guy who has to go to bed at night and have the conscience and wonder about whether or not you sold out on your own principles just to hang on to the breadline. And the lesson I've tried to impart to my sons is that no job is worth your dignity. No boss can bully you, because the worst that can happen is they fire you. And on a scale of 1 to 10, how does that compare with like a real life tragedy that people get through somehow and manage to survive, like losing a child, losing a loved one? It's not even on the same scale. So don't let this illusion of a job pressure you into, in any way, shape, or form, giving up on your dignity. and giving up on your commitment to principle. And so if this is the big drawback, well, I can't say anything about these violations that I see happening because my job will be in jeopardy. What would you want a job like that for if you're a decent human being?
Well, that's sort of the question, isn't it? I mean, if we start hiring all of these foreign nationals, what would they really get out of it? I don't know.
Then you have to understand though that a lot of them come from basically totalitarian tyrannies,
right?
Okay, and this is the way they've grown up to see the police behave, and this is the way they've grown up to see the government behave, and they're really not really versed in American constitutionality to where even with, you know, a lot of immigrants, you see a lot of immigrants come over from places like India, and they turn around and they vote for Democrats and they vote for gun control. The New York Times was crowing about that in the Virginia elections where Burtham won the governorship, and they were interviewing people from India saying, yes, we like the gun laws that he's going to, you know, put in. And I'm thinking, you know, well, you guys don't remember. You were ruled by the Brits. And, you know, you're bringing this mentality with you here because you don't understand what it means to have a Bill of Rights culture because you've never had one.
Right. It's interesting times we live in. The places we're being forced to go, and I just wondered how they. I really do think we should take those guys and let's let them go into the inner city. Go clean up Chicago. That's your first assignment there, dudes. Go clean up Chicago. That'll take care of it.
Well, actually, you know, I think that Chicago. I was just reading and I posted on this on my War on Guns blog,
right,
about how in Connecticut, Armed Citizens Patrol considered to address gun violence in Hartford. And, of course, gun violence is a made-up term. But there's an African-American who says, as an African-American, I don't see anything wrong with it. Activist and gun owner Cornell Lewis said he's helping coordinate a response to the recent gun violence in the city. He says, we're patrolling the neighborhood, but we have guns because the Second Amendment says that if you have a gun, you're allowed to carry one, he said. And, of course, you know, that's not what the Second Amendment says at all. Okay, I'm sorry. You know, it's encouraging to see this, but you can't very well claim rights if you don't understand them.
Right.
Okay. However, this is what the militia system that the founders envisioned was all about. You would basically be the people patrolling your own neighborhoods, your own community, and you would get together with other communities when there was a bigger threat and gather within the militia of the several states, but they always had the militia system that was going on locally, and law and order was maintained. And I think that there would probably be a lot fewer shootings and a lot more peace in the neighborhoods if people were educated about a Bill of Rights culture, and the cities themselves, this is where their militia patrols were recruited from, so it wouldn't be gangs and thugs and things like that. It would all tie into an overarching system that comes under the well-regulated rubric,
right,
so that everybody is essentially on the same team, and instead of divisiveness, we have unity.
Yeah, that would be good.
I mean, kind of wishful thinking on my part. You know, sorry.
Well, you know, I don't know that I would call it wishful thinking. It's actually, it's one of those things where you get out there and there's the way things are and there's the way things should be. And that's one of the ways the way things should be. But unfortunately, we don't. Now, we have about 2 minutes here. Is this enough time to talk about this Fannie Willis, whatever her name is?
Oh, sure. Why not? Let's go for it.
Yeah. Tell me about
her. See now, you know, you tell me that I have so many articles, and unfortunately, somebody brings up an article I wrote a week ago, and I'm going, "What the hell is he talking about?" But
well, I mean,
she's the prosecutor.
Yeah,
she's the prosecutor of Donald Trump down in Atlanta, and I said Georgia, and our friend Mark Walters of Armed American Radio gets upset by that. She's not Georgia; she's just Atlanta, just the Democrats in Atlanta. And the bottom line is, she got an indictment against Donald Trump. Recalling the adage that a grand jury can indict a ham sandwich. And the bottom line is nobody's exploring her background. She's the daughter of a former Black Panther with their Panther ideology,
right,
of, you know, Marxism and Leninism, you know, quite honestly, that's the way that the organization, initially founded. And the thing is, while one of their platforms is gun rights, once they get in power, that means for them, not for everybody else, because you talk about the evolution of Illinois' Black Panther Party co-founder turned Democrat Congressman Bobby Rush.
Right.
Okay. He went from serving 6 months for carrying a gun into a police station that he brought in with hostile intent to being a politician who never saw a gun he didn't want to ban.
Mm.
And so this is just, these are all part of a left wing, basically what they're trying to do is this is election interference.
Right.
Okay. And she again has shown that she's a gun grabber of the first order, because she says, I think we need to have some serious conversations about something that's not popular. Everybody doesn't need a gun. Okay. Everybody doesn't need a gun except her security team, because she's got 24/7. When Willis goes to dinner or does some shopping or hits the gym before sunrise, her security detail is there. So another one of she's got hers, and she's going to keep you from having yours. This is pretty much the Democrat way, Bill.
Yes, indeed. It is. That's pretty good. You covered that really, really well. Everything that we have discussed is published. It's been published this month at ammoland.com. You can go to all contributors. Click on that, go down, and look for David Codrey, and then you're going to get everything he's got. You'll get all of his links. You'll get his War on Guns, Notes from the Resistance, the waronguns.blogspot.com. All of that stuff available to you. All you got to do is just go hunt him up and find him out, and there he is at ammoland.com. Thank you for taking the time to join me today, sir.
Oh, it was fun as always, and I will go, and I will this weekend. I will search out those ads and see if I can find them all. Particularly the one that I had a role in, that to this day my oldest kid still makes fun of me and my performance in it. Okay, so it was that bad.
We got to get it on the air. We'll talk about that in just a few minutes. Hang on for me as we exit stage left. Hey, I'll be back again in about 21 hours. Between now and then, remember this: it has never been about gun control. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
I've seen just about every corner of this country, 3 million miles in my career. I spend a lot of hours on the road, but I love being my own boss. The road can be a beautiful place, but you're out here on your own. There certainly are risks. I'm Charles. I'm a truck driver, a husband, and a father. And that's why I choose Federal.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.